Proverbs, Proverbs chapter 7. My son, keep my words and treasure my commandments within you. Keep my commandments and live, and my teachings as the apple of your eye. Bind them on your fingers, write them on the tablet of your heart. Say to wisdom, you are my sister, and call understanding your intimate friend, that they may keep you from an adulteress, from the foreigner who flatters with her words. For at the window of my house, I looked out through my lattice, and I saw among the naive, and discerned among the youths, a young man lacking sense, passing through the streets near her corner, and he takes the way to her house, in the twilight, in the evening, in the middle of the night, and in the darkness, and behold, a woman comes to meet him, dressed as a harlot and cunning of heart. She is boisterous and rebellious. Her feet do not remain at home. She is now in the streets, now in the squares, and lurks by every corner. So she seizes him and kisses him, and with a brazen face, she says to him, I was due to offer peace offerings. Today I have paid my vows, therefore I have come out to meet you, to seek your presence earnestly, and I have found you. I have spread my couch with coverings, with colored linens of Egypt. I have sprinkled my bed with myrrh, aloes, and cinnamon. Come, let us drink our fill of love until morning. Let us delight ourselves with caresses. Caresses. For my husband is not home. He has gone on a long journey. He has taken a bag of money with him. At the full moon, he will come home. With her many persuasions, she entices him. With her flattering lips, she seduces him. Suddenly, he follows her as an ox goes to the slaughter, or as one in fetters to the disciple or discipline of a fool, until an arrow pierces through his liver, as a bird hastens to the snare, so he does not know that it will cost him his life. Now, therefore, my sons, listen to me, and pay attention to the words of my mouth. Do not let your heart turn aside to her ways. Do not stray into her paths, for many are the victims she has cast down, and numerous are all her slain. Her house is the way of Sheol, descending to the chambers of death. Well, for a 3-minute little mini shot here, this is Proverbs chapter 7. Going through here, I'm just kind of curious. It's interesting that the focus is more on us taking care of ourselves and being wary or aware of others and how they affect our mind, our heart, and can lead us away. I don't know if I would say that specifically it has to be a harlot. It could be something that is tempting. It could be a video game. It could be a drug. It could be something that pulls our attention, our heart, our mind away from what we know to be true. And so, like, my initial thought is just that when you think about the way that our society is, the way that media grows, the way that people think, the values, even our phones, they're all designed to kind of absorb our attention and get us to go in a particular way or to say a particular thing. But for the most part, if we can find a way to continually return our attention to Christ, to his sacrifice, to his character, his grace, his love, then we can start to grow. And I think the biggest part is asking for the Holy Spirit to be the one to do the changing, because we don't know. I mean, through his discernment, we can understand things that we wouldn't before. But for the most part, we don't really know why someone does something, or we don't know why. We don't know how easily we can be led to believe or act in a certain way. And so having the Holy Spirit be the one to do the changing in us, it's a renovation of our mind. He turns our mind into one that delights in His character, in His commandments, in His presence. So I think probably the most important thing is to ask for the Holy Spirit to be the one to teach you, because no matter what I say or what anyone else says, you know, we all live based on a variety of things, specifically related to experience in a lot of cases, I feel. And so, you know, it's hard, but we have the Bible, which brings us such rich knowledge and understanding if we let it. And the cool thing with the Holy Spirit is that the Holy Spirit's pursuing us. He's always there. Our Father is good, and He loves us. And if He's always constantly pursuing us, then we can rest assured knowing that if we ask Him with our heart, if we genuinely ask for Him, He will do all within His power to renovate our minds. But it's a daily commitment. It's asking Him to do that daily. Because we're in the middle of a spiritual warfare. No, we are in the middle of spiritual warfare. And that, praying for the Holy Spirit, praying as a whole, is our weapon on this, in this war. Asking God to do what He can. Praying for Him to be there, to intervene in people's lives. It's our way of giving Him permission to work in a world that tries to limit His access to us. But in any case, these are my thoughts on chapter 7 of Proverbs, and thank you for listening. This is Isaiah.